said that we don't want to cancel the doctor's license, but at the same time, ye nahi karna chahiye.
Wow.
That's the
bad girl, bad parents. Naughty, naughty.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. It's a couple of days late or many weeks early because there are two in the year.
Yeah, and you fall into either or.
Both mothers are mothers for us. Yeah, it's like those, in the VHS era, there used to be formats, you know, I don't know if you know, PAL or NTSC.
Okay, I don't know.
I'll stop talking because I think we're losing listeners with every syllable.
So, okay, Keshav, losing listeners and losing your life, okay?
Which one would you choose? What a umda sawal. What do you call it? Conundrum.
So, we'll jump in, okay? Straight. That's the story.
Yep.
Let's see where this goes. It's a great story. And I think I'm on the fence. But headline reads, India short of doctors. High court allows degree of student who got in by giving false info.
Wow, wow.
Now, the Bombay High Court held that a student wrongly gained admission in 2012 to an MBBS degree course in a top Mumbai college as an OBC on a non-creamy layer certificate based on false and suppression of information, but observing that doctors are needed, did not cancel her admission as she had completed the course. Okay, that's very strangely, it's a very strangely worded paragraph.
But we can make the story out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
What I like about the badly worded paragraph is that there is no agenda.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's just poor.
It's just words that have come together. Only a human could have done this.
Yeah. It seems like, Keshav, this journalist also got in using some false certificate.
OBC non-creamy layer. Fake certificate. Oh, God. I think this is a great analogy for shoddy quality anything in the country. Fake degree.
Okay, so in our country, and OBC, Keshav, for listeners who may not be aware, is other backward class. Classes, other backward classes, yeah?
Which is almost 50%+ of India.
Of the
more
country.
Than 50%+.
Yeah.
I am also OBC.
Oh, wow, is it?
Oh, wow, yes, yeah. I am. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man, that's news to me. Like, how, what about your caste is, or class is OBC?
Mere classification. We have, you can say, I guess my uncles, my father, that generation got themselves educated.
Okay.
Moved to the city. Got themselves jobs.
No, what I mean to ask is, what is your caste or class and how is it a backward? That's what I'm, if you're comfortable sharing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. So there are four castes in the Hindu.
The Shudra, the Brahman, that
so
one, right?
Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishna and Shudra.
Okay.
So we fall under the fourth.
Oh, Shudra. Oh, wow. Okay.
Beyond that is the casteless.
Oh, okay.
I don't know enough about my caste history or ancestry to answer this perfectly. Mm. But in Tamil Nadu, our classification used to be SC, which
scheduled.
Is scheduled caste.
Okay, okay.
I guess with the progression of time, or they felt that the government must have felt that, okay, they are improving a little bit. Mm. So, inko SC se hata ke OBC kar diya.
Oh.
Which happened in the 70s or something like that.
Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, so anyway, in the article continues, in our country, where the ratio of doctors to population is very low, withdrawing her qualification would be a national loss as citizens would be deprived of one doctor, said a division bench of justices, A.S. Chandurkar and Jitendra Jain, noting at the same time that the unfair means by her parents to secure her admission as an OBC has deprived another eligible candidate.
So many questions crop up, no, with this one decision.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if the medical profession is based on a foundation of false information, it would certainly be a blot on the noble profession, the HC said, adding how no student should build their foundation on suppression of facts. But the HC wanted to strike a balance. It held that the Mumbai suburban collector was justified in 2013 in cancelling the non-creamy layer certificate issued to the student Lubna Mujawar as an OBC category candidate. The Lokmanya Tilak Medical College at Sion had then cancelled her admission to the MBBS course in Feb 2014.
So there has been a precedent to this.
I think this is the same case, or are they giving another example?
So badly written.
Yeah, that's what. Let's see if we find out, yeah?
So Lubna Mujawar is the girl in question.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah. The Lokmanya Tilak Medical College at Sion had then cancelled her admission to the MBBS course in Feb 2014. But the High Court said, due to the passage of time and as she based on interim orders that allowed her to study, completed her course in 2017, she should now be conferred with the degree. Under the interim orders which were in operation from Feb 2014 onwards, the petitioner has completed the course of MBBS and therefore it would not be proper at this stage to withdraw the qualification obtained by the petitioner, more so when the petitioner has qualified as a doctor, the court said. Yeah, so to summarize, it seems like it's the same person only.
It's the how long the case has run its course in the court.
Yeah, utne mein doctor
writer is trying to.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hmm? So
very bad storytelling.
Yeah. Now, the High Court said that the student gained admission on her father giving false information and not disclosing that the mother worked for the municipal corporation. The High Court directed the student to now pay the fees as an open category student for the course within 3 months and also additionally pay the college ₹50,000. Now, in 2012, based on a petition seeking inquiry into OBC admissions in MBBS courses based on non-creamy layer certificate, an inquiry was conducted against all students who had been admitted. The petitioner, Lubna Mujawar, said, since her father had given her mother a talaq, he did not mention her income on the certificate. The MUHS said he falsely stated they were not staying together to avoid being hit by the ₹4.5 lakh income limit for non-creamy status. Such practice would set a wrong precedent, argued MUHS counsel R.V. Govilkar and state's lawyer Abhay Patki.
Absolutely. This is a case that the state should have won.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, I'm passing judgment even before you're done reading.
Yeah, no problem. That's what we are. That's the power our listeners have granted us.
Granted us. The gavel and the wig that the judges wear.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, it seems like the person got admission based on some... I think it was a loophole that they found, right? The father gave talaq and therefore the mother's income did not apply.
Yeah, it's not even a loophole. I feel like the narrative got built with the case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was all post-rationalization.
Mm-hmm.
But the intent is the problem, no?
Yeah, because there seems to be intent to get the certificate by hook or by crook.
By crook. And that is a... What's the word? It sets a very bad precedent for another 50% of the country then. That is non-OBC that will attempt to get the certificate.
Yeah. But Keshav, in my knowledge, okay, I know that this is a very common thing that happens. And in fact, these certificates are almost commoditized. You can purchase them like you're going to purchase.
So this I've also heard.
Yeah, and I know it happens, man.
But when it comes to the court,
yeah,
isn't it the court's responsibility then to set a precedent for it?
Yes, I agree.
If anything, by punishing not only them but the people who helped them.
Yeah, I agree.
In this case, the municipal worker who's the mother.
Mm.
Because there's no agent in between.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree.
And maybe in that process, unearth the agent nexus also.
Yeah, yeah. And the politician nexus, because none of this would happen without political...
Without the blessings.
Yeah. So this seems
to
be...
So then the court has played it safe.
Absolutely, man. I feel the court has been very diplomatic in passing this.
Yeah.
They've said that we don't want to cancel the doctor's license, but at the same time, ye nahi karna chahiye.
Wow.
That's the...
bad girl, bad parents. Naughty, naughty.
50,000 de do.
Pay the 50,000.
Bus, ho gaya.
Yeah.
So, one thing I like, okay, is that the country is not deprived of a doctor. That's, I feel if I were to look at the entire thing...
Ye to poodi bandh raha
hai. I agree.
This is such a convenient narrative.
Yeah, I agree. But I'll tell you my reasoning, okay? Is that, see, she's completed the course.
Hmm.
If anything, she becomes a general physician who opens a clinic in her locality and solves bullshit like cough, cold, julab, that kind of stuff. I still feel it is okay. Because...
But what if she got the degree also through malpractice? By kisi aur se exam likhaya, sab cheating kara ke kiya. If you're open to cheating, then you're open to cheating throughout.
I agree. But I feel like this caste thing that happens, no, happens only for entrance. Like people are so desperate to just get entry into a college. Because that itself is so difficult, no?
That itself
is so competitive.
So it's, we cannot assume that because they cheated to get in, they would have cheated to get the degree.
Yeah,
also.
I would like to assume that...
But they were busy with court work and all of that and a case and all of that. How did she study?
So, she may have not been visiting, no? The fact parents, that she pursued her... I'm obviously giving her benefit of doubt.
Benefit of the doubt. This is why she is still a doctor.
Yeah, the fact that she continued after the university put a stall on her degree... She still continued going to college and finished her degree.
Which shows dedication.
It shows dedication, yeah.
I think there's a lot here that we're missing in radio and print.
Mm, yeah.
Because the judge saw the person.
Yes.
And I'm guessing the judge is a good judge of character also. No fun.
Yeah.
But they knew, I guess.
Mm. Maybe they...
And that's what we are also seeing now.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's a very grey story. It's rich in... In texture.
I wish So you know, Keshav, we once covered that story about the bar dancers where one guy went
undercover. Yeah.
That imagine if that writer would
that
have
writer
written.
Written this. Man, this would have been a 3-part series. By the end everybody is like go Lubna Mujabar.
So anyway, what do you think?
Look at how hard we have swung within 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we went from this judge is a spineless asshole to... What a judge of character. So it is very hard to understand, no?
See...
Or form an opinion.
Yeah, but I feel like irrespective, the problem is evident and clear that people are... taking these certificates. Yeah, misusing these certificates. That doesn't change.
Yeah. So, I think what needs to start is an acknowledgement that this is happening.
Mm.
And this is a deep one, I think, Hussain. Mm. We are unearthing. Mm. You know, it's election season and we're choosing not to do politics and elections. Mm. But this is so political, the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's caste, right? Mm. If now we were to break this nexus of the agents, you're admitting or you're shining light on the fact that reservations are a sham.
Not really.
Because if for reservations to be airtight, there can't be this kind of sale of OBC certificates.
But you know, that your statement would be true in a country where processes happen swiftly, irrespective of bribes, irrespective of other pressures. So the even for a car
culturally
license,
culturally you're saying we are not suited for that.
Yeah, I'm saying even to get a car license, which I am fully capable of and ready to get, I have to oil the machinery, right? The machinery needs oiling as a culture. That is what the agent nexus takes advantage of. The agent nexus doesn't have any caste agenda. They are just there to make sure the process happens swiftly.
Fair enough. So are you saying that in our culture, nothing is sacred, har cheez mein bribery hoga?
Absolutely, yeah.
Har roz hota hai, har cheez mein hoga.
Yeah.
So then what we can do is possibly present a better understanding of reservations.
Okay.
Because now I'm not looking at 50% or 55% OBC collective reservations as a number as 55. Now suddenly it means that there is a 20% error rate, let's say 15 to 20% that is happening through agents and sales, through spurious methods. So that number needs to, it's almost like when you're buying a house.
Black or white.
Get, not, I wasn't going for black or white. I was going for the, you know, loading.
Oh, the carpet area.
Carpet and the built-up area.
Okay, okay.
What you're paying for is the built-up area. What you're getting is the carpet.
Yeah.
So I think reservations, we should admit as a country that there is pilferage and cheating, and that is the loading.
Oh, got it. So that
because
means
elections are won on the basis of these numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
On reservations or people saying ki chahiye ya nahi chahiye. The real numbers aren't these numbers.
Okay, so to paraphrase what you're saying and to confirm that I understand it correctly.
Yeah.
If you know that a college has 60 OBC seats out of whatever, total availability 60 OBC seats, you are saying that actual eligible OBC students would be 40 maybe?
Yeah, let's go for convenience, 50 out of 100.
50 out of 100. Okay. So, you're saying the eligible
Are 50, but actually genuine out of that are 40.
40. Okay. Okay.
If this is so rampant like we are saying it is.
What if you start a separate category of seats where you say that okay, you have 40% or whatever for pure OBC.
Pure OBC. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. And to qualify for that, no? I feel you increase the tests. Don't just make it a form that you have to check.
And when we see OBC throughout this episode, what we've been meaning is all reservations put together.
Yes, yes.
OBC is one large subset of that.
Yes, yeah. All for all reservations, basically.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not being insensitive when I'm saying this. Whenever someone applies for a reserved seat, I feel like they apply for it because they do believe they deserve it because they've either not had equal opportunity.
They've been wronged. Yeah. There is that narrative.
There is that. Okay. So I'm assuming that holds true.
Yeah.
And
reservation is inherent to that story.
And if that is true and they are applying for that seat, I feel they should not have any reservations in admitting what that thing is. Yeah, so if that, like what I mean is,
it's for this should be okay to for scrutiny.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Say it.
That's
say
a fair
ask. Absolutely. Totally.
So that's what I mean. That means if you have a 50% quota, you make, let's say, 40 out of that 50 for this pure scrutiny based reserved seats, and the remaining 10 seats, you make it a harder, like you give a task, you know, so these students would not get in on merit. They would not get in on reserved, but they are willing to do something to prove.
And who
that
are these people?
They are the ones who would have otherwise faked their,
faked their
reserved seats. So I'm saying that extra, that those additional 10 seats, no? open it up to a person who wants to apply for an MBBS, but at the same time is a very good magician or is a very good mimicry artist
has some other
hunar. Yeah,
talent seeds.
Yeah.
Mast idea. This is a superb idea.
So
talent based seeds.
Talent based. So it could be anything, you know. It could be I can
touch my tongue to my eyeball. Yeah. You aap Bombay aa sakte hain. Doctor ban jao. Amputate the wrong leg.
Aur patient ko khush karne ke liye, you show them that trick.
Show them that trick. Justice served. How are we different from this high court? वो लोग ने भी वही किया. We just made it, you know, what do you call, better for TV. अगली चीज में कुछ ब्रांडिंग निकल के आएगा, कुछ मार्केटिंग आएगा.
I'm then imagining Keshav, this doctor, okay, they become whatever, they open their own clinic. I'm just saying then, will there be separate lines, one line to see the trick and one line for the medicines, or will it be one line only?
Kashi nahi ho raha phir bhi doctor ke paas.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, you guys. Keep listening. Keep telling your friends. Please do share our podcast wherever you can.
And follow us on Spotify and on Instagram. You can also contribute. PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.